Now, shall we turn to Isaiah chapter 50? We heard a very fitting word from our brother on this very scripture, but I think we should read it once again, or part of it, that has been impressing us. Isaiah chapter 50, in verse 4. The Lord God hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. He wakeneth morning by morning. He wakeneth mine ear to hear as the Lord, the learned. The Lord God hath opened mine ear, and I was not rebellious, neither turned away back. I gave my back to the smiters, and my cheek to them that plucked off the hair. I hid not my face from shame and spitting. We were thinking of this here, morning by morning, as the thought of nearness. If there was anyone, there never was, of course, anyone like our blessed Lord, but here was one who knew what constant nearness to the Father was. He openeth mine ear morning by morning to hear as a learn. There never was a moment in the Lord's experience here on earth when he was not in touch with the Father in heaven, apart, of course, from the 3 hours of darkness on the cross. But we think of our blessed Lord as we read about him here. The prophet Isaiah is without question referring to the Lord himself. The Lord God has given me the tongue of the learned, or the instructed one, that I may know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. Is there anyone that could relieve the afflictions, the misery, the sorrow, the bereavement of people like our blessed Lord when he was here on earth, because he knew what nearness was? And you know, brethren, we can't understand actually what distance is if we haven't known something about nearness. How wonderful it is to enjoy that nearness to the Lord. I used to enjoy one of our old hymns in the Redemption Songs hymn book years ago. And I haven't thought much of it for a long time, but a short time ago, I took notice of two of the verses of it. And it seemed to bring out the thought so well, nearer, still nearer, Lord, to be thine. Sin with its follies I gladly resign, all of its pleasures, pomp, and its pride. Give me a Jesus, my Lord, crucified. Nearer, still nearer, while life shall last, till all its struggles and trials are past. Then, through eternity, ever I'll be nearer, my Savior, still nearer to thee. You know, brethren, there's the possibility of you and me missing the best of our Christian lives. If we do not know nearness to him, if we do not know what it is to be enjoying Christ every day, we certainly are going to be lean in soul. Here's one who surely is the example, the prime, the perfect example of one as man on earth, totally dependent upon the Father. Although he could have turned stones into bread, he never performed one miracle to meet his own need at any time. He accepted the Father's will, the Father's lot for him at all times. Are we prepared to do that? If we enjoy fellowship with the Lord, we'll be able to endure anything that comes our way. And here is one who was near to him. We think of that path, as we often sing, uncheered by earthly smiles, that led only to the cross. But how sweet and how blessed nearness is. I trust the Lord will help us by his grace to know more about nearness to himself. And you know, he values that so much, that sometimes he puts us through trials and testings, and severe trials and testings, sorrow, bereavement, anything at all. He wants our worship, he wants our affection, and sometimes as it were, he has to squeeze it out of us. Comes to mind about a certain brother. One time he was a spiritual man, apparently, and he was in bed sick. And a preaching brother went to see him. I think there were two of them, perhaps, went to see him. And he was lying there in bed, and they were visiting with him. And he said to one of them, he says, "Go over to that drawer," he says, "and you'll get something out of there." He said, "I intended to give that to you at such and such a time." And this brother must have had some wit about him. And he said, "Well," he says, "it looks like the Lord had to take you by the throat so you would do it." He had a sore throat, and he was nursing it. Oh, brethren, may God help us by His grace to go in for near. For after all, we don't want to drift onto heaven like an old sailing vessel with its rudders gone and its sails in tatters. We want to enter heaven with sails set and colors flying, so to speak, enjoying fellowship with Him, walking in nearness to Himself. May God help us by His grace to seek to cultivate that nearness. And if we do, we'll be conscious when anything interrupts it and comes in between. Some of us that are older now, we knew a dear old brother. He used to live in the town where we lived. He was a saintly man, a man that enjoyed the Lord, and yet a man that had so much against him in his own home. It's a wonder he could enjoy spiritual things at all. But that man couldn't stand, he couldn't bear to be out of touch with the Lord. And one lady who knew him well, who was a neighbor of his, she said he would go into the barn sometimes, and he'd stay there sometimes 3 or 4 hours. He wouldn't come out until he knew he was in happy touch with the Lord again. May God help you and me too to live in such a manner that we just can't bear or allow anything to hinder that nearness, but oh, to cultivate it more and more, and to seek to keep in touch with Him. Life is too short to be out of fellowship with our Lord.